Building Skills for the TOEFL IBT, 2nd Edition, Reading. Copyright 2009, Compass Publishing. All rights reserved. Preview Test.
Anthropomorphism. In literature, authors often use different techniques to express a certain idea to the reader. One technique that is commonly used by authors is called anthropomorphism. Anthropomorphism is the use of animals who display certain human characteristics. Another type of anthropomorphism uses non-human objects that are portrayed as humans. For example, an animal in a story may be able to speak and may wear human clothing. Similarly, an object or machine such as a train can be described as having human features, like eyes or ears. Anthropomorphism is used widely in different kinds of literature to achieve different effects. One has to look no farther than a children's book or story to find examples of anthropomorphism. Numerous fairy tales and bedtime stories involve animals that can talk. Authors use the technique because it helps children relate to the characters. By making the characters similar to humans in some ways, the author can help the child imagine the character becoming involved in human-like situations. This is important when the themes of the story may be hard for children to understand. In one tale, The Tortoise and the Hare, both of the main characters are animals. The story is about a hare that ridicules the tortoise for being slow. Since it appears to be a race easily won, the hare decides to take a nap before finishing. When he wakes up, he realizes the tortoise has slowly reached the finish line and won the race. The moral of the story is that it is important to take one's time when trying to achieve something. Though the morals may be a mature theme, the use of animals makes it easier for children to understand. The technique is also used in literature for adults. Authors of books for adults use it to achieve many effects. It can be used to mock a government or politicians without directly identifying a real person. A famous example of this is George Orwell's satire, Animal Farm. In the book, Orwell presents many political figures as farm animals. His use of animals as characters helps him liken them to animals in their behavior and attitudes. For instance, Orwell portrays the leader of the revolution as a pig named Napoleon. In doing so, Orwell compares Napoleon to a pig. Thus, leaders like Napoleon are cast in a negative light.